would like to call to order this evening's adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019 at 6 p.m. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sussage?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gengler?
Here.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks? Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Ms. Vickers?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion? Someone would like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda with the following amendments. I would like to have 11C, discussion and approval of revised revolving loan fund recapture strategy postponed to the next adjourned September meeting. And then under 14, chairman's report, to amend the first appointment to say Marty Schwartz, Bristol Kendall Fire District Trustee, filling unexpired term of Dave Stewart, expires April 2020.
Second.
All right. Motion and a second to approve the agenda. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition. Public comment. Mr. Les Redden, Alderman, City of Sandwich.
I can hear the speaker up back there.
I thank you for that, because that now your sound system sounds a whole lot better. Anyway, I come to you from the City of Sandwich.
Welcome.
And
glad to have you.
I've talked to a few of you before, probably. I recognize a few faces anyway. But anyway, probably about a month ago, I think that you talked about having $1.8 million available for economic development and so forth for various businesses and municipalities and so forth. And first of all, I'm not here to ask for any money. I got a smile. Two, three. Yeah, well, they're coming. They're coming. This guy's hard to crack over here, though. Anyway, most of you probably know that Sandwich lies in Kendall County, quite a bit of it. And we do have a problematic property there. Maybe some of you are aware of it, maybe some of you are not, but quite some time ago there was a water park constructed there, and subsequently had some financial problems and so forth through the banking crisis that we had some years ago. And it lies at 502 Terrace Street. And eventually, it was a failed business. I think the government loan that was guaranteed was not as guaranteed as the government loan they thought it was supposed to be. Well, anyway, I think that they, subsequently, the building was torn down, sold, and we were faced with an eyesore. And we spent about $40,000 to $50,000, probably a little bit more than that, cleaning up the site somewhat and making it safe so that some kid wouldn't fall in and get themselves killed. Which brings us to that property, and what I would like to do is the board to consider to have some type of property tax relief on that property. I think over the years it's built up. I think we did a little research, but some of the stuff I got to check with the clerk. I think not all of it's available on the website. I believe the taxes are somewhere around $28,000 a year on the property, and I think the last time it was paid, somebody paid him, but the money got returned. I don't know what all. At any rate, there's money that we would like to ask for some forgiveness so that would make the property developed. Right now, if you've got to go in there and pay all that back property taxes, it's a pretty steep grade for anyone. I don't care how good the economy is. So maybe it's thinking outside the box a little bit. Maybe you guys have done it before. I'm not familiar with county level government and how you actually intertwine with the property taxes and so forth. I'm just a little alderman out in the Sandwich. And we would like to have that portion of our city have relief on that property eventually. And so we don't see anything where that is ever going to come out of the red. So that's what I'm asking for. Just for you to consider that. and move forward with some kind of a program that, you know, start some kind of negotiation or something. Anyway, it's just so we could get something rolling. I think our former mayor was over here one time, and he'd indicated to me, I didn't join him, that it wasn't very successful. And I don't know who he talked to or anything, but I thought I would start with you folks. You guys run the county, you make the decisions, got a huge budget. And with all that said, the largest loser, if any tax forgiveness is given, would be the Sandwich school system. Mm-hmm. We all know that. They get about half of the property taxes that's levied. And so they would be willing to do that moving forward to collect anything future. So that's about all I have.
Well, I appreciate you coming out, and the public comment section isn't give and take, but Scott,
yeah,
he knows about the previous discussion with your mayor, and so he can maybe fill you in a little bit on that, Scott. And then we talked about it at our Economic Development Committee, so maybe we can do that again as well, mm-hmm. kind of revisit this topic. But will you give him your contact information and make sure? I don't know if you guys have spoke ahead of time or not. But
no, we have not.
Okay, Scott Keppel is our county administrator, and also kind of our he wears the economic development hat as well, so
well, I'm starting to I found the right guy. It's yes. Almost like being called out. I'm sorry about that.
Interested in the property.
But I'm in contact, and
is there anyone that has come forward and is interested in that property right now?
Pardon me,
is there anyone interested in that property right
no
now?
What really sparked me was, you know, you guys having money available for this type of thing, and so me, I'm thinking you got money available. We all spark development. We want to spark development too. I mean, we all do. I don't care if you're in DeKalb County, mm-hmm. Campbell County. We're so close. We're together. We actually, you know, I hear a lot from what goes on in DeKalb County, and what they're working right now on is so heavily is the census. I mean, we all know that we get money returned back by population. So at least we do anyway. I don't know about the county. A little bit different, but anyway, I'll be in touch, and I thank you for your time. And
you.
I apologize again because I'm one of the ones that are critics at our city council. I get called out occasionally for talking into my ear, and so I know what it's like being one of you guys. So I apologize again.
No
worries.
But
thanks
for coming out.
I really didn't know there was two meetings at 6 o'clock. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. I may have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Sessage, seconded by Prochaska. Consent agenda this evening consists of approval of county board minutes from October 1st, 2019, standing committee minutes approval of claims in amount not to exceed $860,564.54, approval of x-ray machine service agreement with Smith's Detection in the amount of $39,412, approval to release admin HR executive session minutes from August 28th, 2018 and April 17th, 2019. Approval of county employee wellness program effective January 1, 2021 with mandatory physical health screening to be completed by November 30th, 2020. Is that right? The
date? Yeah, are we keeping that on?
It's supposed to be completed by 2021. I apologize. Or no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. It's weird the way this works.
Yeah. All right.
That's right.
It's correctly written.
Thank you. Approval of intergovernmental agreement between Kendall County and the Kendall County Circuit Clerk regarding expense reimbursement for Tyler New World Software. Approval to release executive session minutes from the Finance Committee from September 13th, 2018 and October 24th, 2019. Approve one-year contract with Clear Channel Advertising and HIDA for $72,800 for opioid awareness for digital displays. Approve one-year contract with Clear Channel Advertising and HIDA for $102,538 for opioid awareness for static displays. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All eyes. Thank you. Oh, Mr. Keppel.
Just to clarify the odd dates on the wellness program, the way that it works is if you go to the doctor before November 30th, 2020, you get the discount on your 2021 premium. So it looks odd, and we have to do it way in advance, but that's just the way the wellness program works. So.
Thank you. Old business, may I have a motion to approve Kendall County Geographic Information Systems Fees Ordinance?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Giles. Megan, do you want to say anything, or you're hoping not to?
So it's on page 38 of your packet with the agenda briefing. The cost study's in here, included as an exhibit.
I was going to say, what's Debbie's doing?
And then there are updates to the ordinance. From last time, there was some clarification issue that Debbie had brought up. Whereas number three, we added that talks about the last time the fee was up increased. This is on page 44. And then in whereas number four, we clarified the amount that it's being increased and where the increase is happening. And then we added the effective date of the ordinance on the bottom of the page.
With that, Ms. Gillette.
As Scott had said, one of the things I needed to know was when they wanted this fee to go into effect, which is January 1st of 2020, and then to clarify where the increase is going to happen. Right now, they're going to increase $14 to the GIS mapping fund, which is all GIS, and the county clerk portion, which is $2, will remain unchanged. So the county clerk's not increasing the fee, the GIS is. So any questions or comments or concerns with that fee should be directed to GIS. That's it.
Thank you. Anything else? Any other comments? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Hessage?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. Motion approved. New business. We will have executive session, but at the end. Standing committee reports. Ms. Hessage, Animal Control.
I will make a motion for the approval of the updated animal control fees ordinance.
Motion by Sesich. Is there a second?
Anyone want to make a second? Anyone?
Second.
Thank you.
Second by Vickers. All right. Scott?
So this was brought forward earlier this year, and the board voted to increase the tag fee from $10 to $12 for a 1 year, and it also increased the 3 year amount. The main reason for doing that was the $15 minimum wage, and that we were having difficulty hiring and retaining staff in the animal control department. So the thought was that we would need to be adjusting the salaries, and in order to do that, the fee would be raised. We're bringing it back again because the state of Illinois passed a new law requiring rabies vaccinations for companion animal cats. And since we have to track that they're getting vaccinated by law, we're going to have cat tags was the key answer to do that. A companion animal cat is defined as a cat that is not feral. So we went through the definitions that are spread out in various animal control laws.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Prochaska.
Yes, as the administrator said, companion animal cat is not exactly defined in the Animal Control Act, but it is defined in a related act. So based on what I've heard from different counties, they are presuming that that definition from the Related Animal Act will be the same. But the county association is going to be pushing for a trailer bill on that. I'm still having the same heartburn that I had before, and I mentioned in committee that we've increased the fees once this year, and for the minimum wage increase. But I'm looking at increasing it again for cat owners. Granted, the state of Illinois did that.
It's not increasing, it's an addition.
It's still increasing it. They were paying nothing, and now they're paying $13.
Right. But wait, yeah.
I am still having that.
One time.
Little. I am still.
Thank you.
I am still having that heartburn there on that, considering we did increase it from 10 to 12 earlier this year. So, for the purpose of discussion, I would like to make a motion to amend the 1 year tags for 2020 and future years to $10 and $25 for an intact dog or cat, and 3 years to $25 and for an altered, and 60 for an intact dog or cat under the 3 years, which would be the same fees that we have right now.
I'll second it.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Kellogg to amend the initial motion. And so just so I'm clear, and so Debbie's clear, page 46, mm-hmm. is that what you're
meaning? Yes, on page 46, dog or cat owner rabies tag fees for 2020 and future years, 1 year tags, $10 for altered dog or cat, and 25 for intact dog or cat, and 3 year tags, 25 for altered dog or cat, and 60 for an intact dog or cat.
Okay. Ms. Gilmore.
So, Mr. Prochaska, if I may, you're looking to do this to give the residents a break on additional taxes. Is that your thinking here?
I'm just saying, since we're now going to be getting revenue in for cats that we didn't account for when we passed the increase, let's roll it back, see where we look for 1 year, and then revisit it next.
Yeah. It's kind of burdensome for people that have a couple of dogs or a couple of cats, I think, so I like that.
Ms. Vickers?
The reality is we don't know how many cats people are going to tag, and we don't know, you know, people whose cats never go outside, we're not going to be able to enforce. You know, like a dog gets loose, cats typically don't. So I think that we don't know how much revenue this is going to bring in. The point of raising it before was to cover our increased costs with minimum wage. So I think that we're going to defeat that purpose mm-hmm. by going back, because we don't know if we're going to get 10 cats or 10,000 cats registered.
Ms. Sessage?
Well, and we discussed this in committee, although Mr. Prochaska did not say that this is something that he was thinking of doing and going back with, so I don't appreciate that. But anyway, we talked about the idea of if you roll them back after we raise them, and you know why we went about doing that, and that perhaps next year, if it's turning out that there is quite a bit of revenue, then yes, we could, you know, probably roll those back, but we don't know. And like Robin said, the reality of it is we don't know what the cats are going to bring in at this point. So that's why we didn't, you know, we kind of stayed at status quo at this point. We have our building improvements coming up. We have the minimum wage that affects us. We are a self-funded, you know, group over there. So that's why we kept it. And we did talk about it in committee, and we agreed in committee that we would keep it the way we were going to do it and bring it forward this way.
Mr. Prochaska?
We'll take one part of umbrage with what Member Sessions said. I did bring it up in committee, and the response I got from the committee was just an echo of no's. So yes, we did discuss it in the committee. Committee forwarded it on to the county board. Now I'm making my case at the county board, which is standard protocol for if you fail at committee, bring it to the board if you think you have an amendment or a point to make there. So I will take a little bit of umbrage at that.
Yeah. Mr. Kellogg?
So Mr. I agree with Member Prochaska. I was in favor of the increase when we were looking at just the dog tags and the minimum wage issue with this new cat thing coming online. Seems like a large revenue stream that will be coming in. I know how veterinarians push and force vaccinations, all those things, post and make the public understand what the laws are on animals and animal welfare. So I don't think it's going to be 10 cats. I think it's going to be a significant number this year, increasing each year going forward. I would like to reprimand the state in some way for this silly law. Just for your statistics, chance of you getting rabies are 1 in 170 million. There's 2 cases per year in the United States. To think that rabid cats are going to increase the risk to you is ridiculous. So the word rabies is kind of a scary word and kind of frustrated that they're using this to put more fees on the public.
Mr. Giles.
I remember we discussed this at facilities management, and it seemed like the thought was, well, not this, but we discussed the cats. And although we didn't know how much money it was going to bring in, the feeling was that it was going to bring in a substantial amount of money. And so then I'm kind of wondering here, if that was our thought there at facilities, then wouldn't that carry over to animal control, and are we still going to be needing that fee increase or not? So that's, I just don't know where we stand with that. I don't know if animal control has an idea there, or if we need it.
As far as the cats?
Well, you mentioned in facilities that we're going to be, that you're expecting that, although we didn't know how much you would bring in, but you're seemed like the opinion that I received was that this was going to be a large amount of money that was going to be brought in through the cats. So
we absolutely have no idea.
I know we have no idea, but that wasn't the impression that I got. I mean, the impression is, yes, we have no idea. Yeah. But the impression seemed like, yes, this will be.
I don't think we talked about this particular thing, Tony, so I'm not sure what you mean.
You don't remember talking about cats at?
I don't remember us talking about the cats at facilities, no.
We did.
Okay. I'm not saying we didn't. I just say I don't remember
Flowers?
The conversation.
I mean, from our conversation in animal control, it was my understanding that we didn't feel that the cats were going to bring in a lot of money. I mean, we didn't think that was going to generate a lot of vaccinations. I mean, Robin, Amy, I mean, do you think that our conversations in that meeting?
I mean, it's just the unknown.
I saw your hand.
Yeah, I mean, it was really a very unknown factor. I mean, the fact that the Doc wasn't there.
Doc Slab
wasn't there.
Laura wasn't there.
I mean, we didn't have a lot of information from from people who were experienced with these things.
Ms. Vickers?
To kind of go off of.
Sorry.
Whether vaccinations of cats were going to generate a lot of revenue.
At first I'm with Matt, and I said the same thing at the meeting, that this is a silly thing because rabies is almost non-existent. So that I agree with for sure. As far as a lot of people do have cats, but a lot of people don't take them into the vet every year, so they wouldn't get tags. Namely myself, because we have a very old cat. You know, now that if it's a law, I will have to take it in. But he doesn't go outside. He's
so you are, or you're not going to follow the law?
She is now.
Actually, he's 21, so I'll probably not have to worry about it.
Yeah. Holy cow, wow.
I know.
You need to have an award for your cat.
But I know that I'm not the only person who doesn't take my cat in every single year for a checkup like I do for dogs who are outside and exposed to a lot more. So I know that's not a unique thing. So that's why, even though lots of people have them, I don't know how we can begin to predict how many will actually do it.
Ms. Gilmer?
Well, and that's all the more reason not to make this a big tax for people. It's just another tax from Springfield. That's the way I look at it. It's not going to make a lot of money for animal control. It's just a stupid thing.
Well, if it's not going to make a lot of money, then we shouldn't decrease the fees on dogs, because that was going to make up the difference for minimum wage. And
it basically discounted his argument. And it's not a tax. It's a user fee.
Mr. Kellogg,
so for you guys that like rough numbers, if 25% of the households have a cat and 38% have dogs, you take the $202,000 we're bringing in rabies tags for dogs, you do the math, if everybody with a cat brought in, it'd be another $150,000 coming in. So if only a third of the people actually did it, that's $50,000. That's more than what the increase of the dogs was per our budget. But you can argue all day about who's going to vaccinate, who's not, but I think it's going to be more than enough to make up for the dog tag change back to what it was.
Any other comments? Roll call as to the motion.
The amendment.
The amendment, I'm sorry.
Mr. Gengler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
No.
Ms. Sesich?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
No.
6-3.
Okay, the amendment carries 6-3. Can we need to vote on the motion now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we'll vote on the amended motion. Roll call after that.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
No.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
No.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
7-2.
7-2, the motion carries. We always have our biggest debates on animal.
I know.
On this. Finance, Mr. Kellogg.
Yeah, if you want to turn to page 50 and 51 of your packet, you won't be able to read it. It's too small.
I know. What
Luckily,
is that?
Mr. Keppel has brought the large sheet to you. It's big and it's still small. So.
It's big and still small.
Yes. This is the proposed capital projects as come through finance. And if you want to look through there, it's a little bit different this year with the help of Mr. Smile and Mr. Keppel and Ms. Caldwell in the admin office and facilities. It's got priorities as people requested, medium, high, low, and then some timing stuff to help us plan for facilities as to which quarter somebody's going to implement it in. You're going to see different funds where the money will be pulled for to complete various projects. As you look through, there are a number of, the sheriff has a number of things in there that are kind of standard for the year as far as vehicles, replacements. The mail scanner is in there that we've been talking about for a little while. And there's a retina scanner, and if sheriff wanted to address it, he could, but he also had a scanner that they had in this year's budget that they removed and put this one in as it was a better technology. I don't want to speak for you, but
is that the clock in?
No. No, this is.
No, it's good.
Yeah, the inmates clock in.
That we were going to do an identification system in order to minimize the possibility of releasing a inmate that was not supposed to be released. And when this new technology came out, when we saw it, it was after we had already budgeted last year, so we did not use that money, the monies this year that was allocated for that, and we're looking to get the retina scanner instead. So it was $25,000 in last year's budget. We did not use that money, so we're hoping to carry that over, add a $35,000 to it, and get something that's a little better. That way the inmates don't have anything around the wrist where they could try to work it off and put on another inmate or something like that. So we thought this would be better.
And then would you, we had taken the range build for the new range in the southern part of the county. It's come in and out as we've gone through budget talks, so it's now back in partially, so you want to address why you want to get started on that?
Yeah, we're obviously some residents that complained about the use of our range down there at our current range. And this other range down on Joliet Road was actually an agreement was signed in 2013. It was a 25-year agreement. Since the noise was complained about down there at the range on Route 71, we also partnered with Oswego since their facility opened up. If you guys remember, you guys approved an agreement where we could utilize that range as well. And then we're looking to utilize the range down south and minimize the funds that we put there, and then we can kind of spread out where we do our training at. The range down there does have the ability for 200 yards of practice, and that would definitely help our special response team in the area, and also some other special response teams that do respond to back us up, as you've seen at the Henry Pratt event up there, that there was SWAT teams, special response teams from all over. So a 200-yard range is something that is not around a lot. So that's an asset that we have. So and we're constantly trying to get other funds to really get it up and running. It would be over $100,000, but we're just doing some basic stuff. We're still trying to get donations. We're working with Burlington Northern to get some storage facility down there, you know, those mobile containers. So instead of purchasing those, which we've budgeted for, we're going to try and get some donations from some other police departments or other partners that we have in the area for security and stuff.
Greg?
The other things you're going to see, if you go to
Thank
the back
you.
Side,
Thank you.
It's kind of heavy technology. We've been having discussions at committees and different levels for couple of years probably about trying to get technology updated, and Mr. Keppel wants to address this, but it's significant investment.
So. I was going to ask if I could interject and have Scott just address that, because I've heard that concern from a couple of board members that they want to make sure that we're on the right path with technology, and that the county is, you know, prepared for anything that, you know, might be coming.
Yeah, we are. We're doing our best. We've got in. I'd love to always do more security, of course, but we have to get the guts of the network upgraded and sped up. There's been some issues with the DevNet system that's been slow. There's a fix in for that. There is upgrades to the storage network. We've been using more and more data. Everybody's email keeps growing, so we're actually moving some of the email to Office 365 for some of the bigger users. It'll make theirs more redundant, and it'll also free up some of our storage. His email has been growing. The curve is almost going straight up in the air. So we're working with that migration is built in there. And then we're moving to a more modern hyper-converged data system instead of the old server-style system that we use now. But we have to upgrade the network to get there, so that's part of the upgrade to speed us up. And to do that, that will be happening at the other campus where most of the activity is between the courthouse and the sheriff's office. They do a lot more work where as far as storage and systems use and all of that over there. So that'll be a big upgrade on that side. Over here, we're concentrating on DevNet and then getting the systems in a good spot for the new accounting system and being able to maintain that. So we're definitely in a good way. We also have time clocks included in the capital plan that says as a technology project. And then we need to get new MDTs for the sheriff's office. Windows, as you may know, if you have Windows 7, it's going away next year. So we have to get Windows 10 in order to be CJIS and security compliant. And the laptops that we have, we've gotten more years out of than the manufacturer recommends. They've done a great job and probably dealt with some slow MDTs. But we're going to get those in and get those upgraded so that we're keeping up with the security requirements from the state. Because if we violate that, we end up they'll take away leads from us eventually. So we need to the leads connection for like running license plates and connected to the state. So we have to make sure we're as secure as possible, and Windows is going to stop doing security updates next year, so we have to get to the newer version. So that's the big technology ones, and then getting the back end up to date. So
probably the biggest ticket item on the whole list is upgrades to this building, left key card access and upgrades to this room, and we'll see where we get with that $450,000. That's going to be a big discussion at facilities, whether we want to put that kind of money into this room or the downstairs or whatever we decide to do. But
what number are you looking at?
Number 12 under facilities management, front page.
And that does include a new sound system, but Alderman Redden, it looks like he's already left, but does include a new sound system.
A significant technology upgrade in this room. So that'll be hopefully making its way through. Member Prochaska wants me to mention codification is on last page. I know you wanted to talk about that. Other than that,
have we already budgeted for codification?
I think we should modify and take it out.
Is that a motion?
The one thing in here is the solar field on page 64. There's $150,000 in the budget. That is a very, very worst case scenario. I don't know if you want to go into more details now or once we get through facilities and closer to the number.
Yeah, we're working through with the City of Yorkville. We have reapplied for an amended special use to change the fencing materials and hopefully relax the landscaping on the west side of the fencing. Because we didn't know when we went in, we asked for the special use. The price that we had from Green for our power purchase agreement was for a chain link fence, which is what they put in all their installations. And then we, the plan commission at Yorkville required us to get a odd-sized composite material fence, and the cost was over $100,000 for that fence. So we're looking to go with a wood fence, which is still opaque, and the chain link fence is not allowed by Yorkville. They don't allow chain link fence inside the city. So when possible. So we're looking to do that. It's a considerably cheaper material. If we can get the special use approved, we will not need to use this entire amount of money.
And as you look through the list, some of them fall over, and there's not a number in there. That was one that wasn't a priority for this year. So some of them are listed. This will show that they were requested or asked for and not approved. So when the board does finally approve the total capital list, everybody will be notified if their project was approved or not approved, so they know how to move forward or not. So that is very clear at the end of the budget system or process. The health department does have $50,000 in their budget for the dental clinic build out, so that's on line 24. And like I said, all these numbers should be, or have been historically been, very good numbers to use. I think from discussions, they'll only get better as there's grants available for some of these different items that department heads have, or electeds have spoke to me about. So that's the capital plan.
Sorry if you said this and I missed it. There's a couple that have nothing, a couple lines with nothing in. Do you want to address that?
Those are ones that were not approved or we didn't send out a committee.
Got it.
Or out of facilities or in discussion, some of the people that requested them pulled them back. So there's a variety of things in there that are not on the list or were not high priority.
Okay.
But the majority of things are getting done, especially that technology. And if you look at technology, one thing I want to point out, there's some medium, high, medium, there's even a, or there's one low that we pulled out, but the medium, some of them were said, you know, we can hold off and do this next year, but the cost savings to do it same year was significant enough. Matt Kinsey had presented to us and discussed, you know, yeah, we can wait a year, it's not a big deal, but it'd save you 20% to do it up front. So that was the direction to go. Made sense with the funds. So.
Is that courtroom furniture, 2,500, is that enough?
That's the one that Judge Pilmer had in his budget, and we actually were sitting next to me when we discussed pulling it out, so I don't know exactly what he's looking for, but we pulled it out and moved in the capital out of the budget line, so.
Any other questions? Yeah. Scott?
Is there, I mean, I hate bringing this up, to be honest with you.
Then don't.
But
with don't practice it with that.
New marijuana laws in place, do we have any, do we need to upgrade any technology as far as breathalyzers or anything regarding that? I mean,
not a question I can answer.
Yeah.
Those, they don't exist.
Sheriff?
That doesn't
Sheriff.
Exist.
Did you hear that question?
Is there any technology needed with the marijuana?
No, actually, training is what we're looking for at this point. There is some field stuff that could be used, but they haven't been proven and they have not been really accepted by the courts as of right now. So we really hate to spend that money until we know that what we're buying is going to be sufficient for us. So there are a couple beta sites that they are testing, but right now, no. And I know that money is not in our budget for revenue.
Right.
So when that money comes in, I know there was discussion that I was part of that those monies would be set aside for either law enforcement or the health department that would be utilizing, and we would definitely keep track of that and bring forward anything that we feel is appropriate.
One thing we've discussed in the administration office is we don't know how that tax will come through. Like the internet tax, we are assuming that it's built into the sales tax, but we don't know if we get a dispensary, and that's an if too. We don't know how those funds are going to be earmarked, if they will mark them at all for us, or if they'll just show up as part of the total.
Sales.
Yeah, I mean, so I was just wondering if we needed to purchase something prior to that revenue coming
in. Good question.
You know.
Yeah, we don't have anything that we're looking for right now. We're lining up training, we're partnering with other agencies to try and bring in the trainers, because getting in those training classes that have been on the books for a while is difficult, but we do have 16 that are going to just the basic, but we obviously want to increase that. So, and as you can imagine, everybody's trying to get into those courses as well. But I'm happy with the 16 for now. Thank you for that consideration.
All right. Anything else?
Not on the capital.
Roll call. Oh, do we need to have a motion?
That was on the agenda as a review.
Yeah, you're right.
Because we're going to approve it later, but we don't have to post that one. We're going to vote on it. I'd like to make a motion to file tentative fiscal year 2019-2020 County of Kendall, Illinois budget with the county clerk.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Prochaska.
So starting on page 52 in your packet is the budget. If you jump back to actually page 58, is kind of the cheat sheet that the committee used, and as we went through different changes, discussions with departments, elected officials, and tweak numbers and healthcare numbers came in better. Some money, different funds from the IMF IMF funds and the way the treasurer wanted to handle those. We have what is in front of you is a balanced budget with no CPI increase, I believe for the third year in a row. You will note in the levies that the general fund levy goes down by 4.5%, and that's because the way the cap works with the Health and Human Service levy going up as the agreement with them has come forward. Money goes out to them, but we have to lower our levy. We also increase the Social Services for Seniors Fund levy by almost $50,000, a 14% increase, and the 708 mental health went up 1.6%. So those are the significant changes. I guess liability insurance went up 5%, but those are what the levies would look like if we approve this budget after it's been posted.
Scott, you have anything you wanted to add?
No, it's a balanced budget without taking the CPI, so good news. Big savings included the health insurance going down, and then the big revenues, taxes have looked good, and the fees from the sheriff's office have been a big help to keep the budget balanced.
Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gingler?
Yes.
Mr. Jaggs?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Anything else?
No. Look forward to passing.
So this posts the budget, and then
yes,
we're ready to vote on it at the next meeting, or do we have to have a special meeting?
No, it's a 30-day. What's the?
It's. I think it's 15. There's a special meeting on the calendar, a special finance, followed by a special county board meeting, and I'm pulling that up right now.
It's the end of the month.
Yeah, like the 29th or something.
I think it's the Monday before Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah. That night, so it 20, would be the night to pass the
25th.
25th.
Yes, the 25th.
I just want to put that on everybody's radar so we're not on the boardwalk. Lesson learned the hard way. All right, special committee reports. Is there anything? Nothing on the agenda. Other business? Chairman's report. May I have a motion to approve the appointment of Marty Schwartz, Bristol Kendall Fire District Trustee, to fill the unexpired term of Dave Stewart, which will expire in, do we have that month?
April
of 2020. And Eric Bernacki, Historic Preservation Commission, replacing Sarah Herbick, 3-year term expiring October 2022.
So moved.
Motion by Gilmore.
Second.
Seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Public comment? Questions from the press? There is a need for executive session for the purpose of?
Number 2, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees.
Have a motion to that?
So moved.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Giles. Roll call.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi. Sorry.
Mr. Gingler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. We are back in regular session. Could I have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Sessage, seconded by Giles. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.